Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And speaking of giving away free things, at some point, we're going to be giving away a two-pack of the Totesack. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. All right, but first, we're going to your phone calls, because that's what the show is all about, taking your calls about what do you want. And last hour, we did start out by talking about declawing cats, and generally just the concept of modification of animals, because over in California, they're outlawing in Berkeley, and they've done it in a few other places, outlawing the declawing of cats. And no one really took the position in the last hour. And maybe, you know, it's possible somebody might have believed this, but they didn't vocalize it. Nobody vocalized the position of, yes, I think people should be put in a jail cell for declawing their cat.
I don't think you could get the legislators in Berkeley to say that, like, if you were just to ask
them. No, they would never admit to it. But if you don't pay the $1,000 fine, they are going to put you in a jail cell.
It said $1,000 fine or 6 months in jail, which I think is interesting. Yeah. Most places have, you know, it's $50 or $100 a day is what they sort of you remunerate for your time in. So at $100 a day, 60 days, that's six. I don't even know how long it would be. I can't do the math right now.
$6,000?
But it would be very long. So
okay.
Six months is too long for that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think that anything is too long for this. I think
10 days or 20 days, depending on whether it's 50 or 100.
I think anything is too long. There's no who do you restitute? If you believe,
because apparently the town of Berkeley is the one who has been harmed here, because that is the entity to whom you pay the $1,000.
Right, that doesn't do anything for the cat. How do you? First of all, people disagree on this, and so there is no victim when you declaw a cat or when you cut a dog's tail off or whatever. And I don't necessarily agree with doing that to a dog's tail, but I would never put somebody in a jail cell because of it. So 800-259-9231. Ladies first, we go to Fran, listening to KUSA in Yakima. Fran, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Fran.
Hey, Fran. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to touch on the fact that what we do with cats is we domesticate them. The whole point of having a cat is that they're our pet. We have them around, and we're their master. I mean, yeah, they're... As horrible as that might sound, that's just kind of how society is. That's why we have pets, because they rely on us to feed them, and we rely on them to love them. And,
yeah.
And that's fine. And, I mean, in general, what they're saying is that it's wrong to declaw cats, it's wrong to mutilate them, you know, and that, there is a point there. But at the same time, wouldn't it then be wrong to, like the man earlier said, to spay or neuter them, to even domesticate them at all, to force them to eat at a certain time, to force them to stay inside? I mean, that right there is a big one, forcing a cat to remain indoors. You
Absolutely.
Know?
And that's what I do. I call him my happy little prisoner because, yes, that's exactly what he is.
Your cat will, your cat will happily stay inside. My cat will tear the screen out of the window in order to get out. Really, all he has to do is lean on it. He's 22 pounds. Wham, right through. And, I mean, the pet police could very well come and say that I'm overfeeding my animal because I just refeed him. And he's fat. He's a big, fat boy. So,
I guess that's my point, is that where do you draw the line and say that, okay, you're just not allowed to own a cat anymore because it's inhumane to own them and control the way that they act, are, and, you know, physically or mentally.
Well said, Fran. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And there are some, I guess, what do you call them, animal rights activists that really do believe that even having an animal in a kept position,
yes, they do,
is inhumane. That is not something that should be done. And
however,
I think that's absolutely
animals
ludicrous.
Provide such joy to people.
Absolutely.
I mean, your life is just so much, for some people, it's so much better. I used to rent, you used to have rentals at one point in my life, and I would have never been one of those landlords. In my lease, it says that animals are an important part of, you know, children learning and such a great joy in life. We encourage you to have pets. However, you know, there's going to be a certain
deposit.
Amount. There's a deposit, I always made it refundable because some pets are better than others. You know,
Absolutely.
Some dogs are going to chew through the drywall, other dogs are never going to go on the carpet. It just depends, and I don't think it's always the master either. But I'd like to bring on the point of what if your cat gets out and it's declawed? Well, yeah, I mean, plenty of declawed cats get out, and my cat, Senior Grouchy Pants, went out every single day as a declawed cat, and I couldn't keep him in. because he'd tear the screen out of the windows. But he if an animal is domesticated, just keeping a dog inside and hasn't had a chance to learn to fight, like some of the dogs that are running in packs and stuff, well, you know, I mean, your dog is a defense, you know, has less of a defense mechanism simply because he's domesticated, since he hasn't been running with the pack or whatever. So it's what that also is
not
a continuum.
Not used to having to chase down food, that's sure. For sure. Let's go to Annie. Listening to Tallahassee's WFLA FM. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Annie. Oh. You're on the
Hello.
Air. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. There's a reason they used to call it the Zerkley. Those people are absolutely nuts.
Well, actually, they're borrowing an idea from other California cities where this has already happened. It's already illegal in, what was it, West Hollywood and a handful of other places.
Yeah,
in California.
The list is, right here. Some
and the nutty ideas aren't
West
just
Hollywood, followed by Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, San Francisco. These are big metros.
Now,
Santa Monica and now Berkeley.
It's easy to pick on California, no doubt about it. But
yes,
there
it
are
is.
Other places in this country. Oklahoma, and we are on the air in Enid out there tonight. I think it's Oklahoma. Isn't it the entire state where pit bulls have been banned or something
That's
like that?
That's what I remember. It's been a couple of years.
It has been a while since I heard the story. I mean, there's crazy animal regulations all over the place.
Well, I'm heavily involved in dogs, and I see a lot of extremists. They have gone to the point where they have tried here in Florida to get the legislation that dogs cannot be owned, that owners are no longer owners, they're caregivers. They don't believe in spay and neuter. They don't believe in training. They don't
it's
believe
crazy.
In... Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I'm talking extremists.
I was in Greece. I think it was Heraklion. It was an island that I was there, and they had cats everywhere. The cats were like seagulls, and they were so skinny and mangy. I was sitting down with one of those turbo fuel cups of coffee that they have in Greece. It's in a thimble, but it tastes like you're chewing on coffee beans, and a little pack of cookies, you know, foreign cookies. And I, you know, held the cookie out for the cat to sniff. I'm like, you're not going to want this. It's a cookie. They nearly tore my arm off for that cookie, and then they began to tear into each other. I mean, that's how hungry these mangy little pests
are. Are they against spaying and neutering out there in Greece?
I imagine they just don't care enough. And the fact that we
do they eat the cats?
We spend money in order to spay and neuter our animals shows how much, in fact, we do care for them.
Well, like I say, there are extremists that don't even think that animals, dogs in particular, should have vaccinations or shots. They shouldn't be housed or contained. They should be allowed to run free. And if they get hit by a car, oh, well, that's life's way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think you're absolutely right about that. And they're very disturbing people. In fact, these are the extremists she's talking about. In many cases, will do really radical things and dangerous and violent things in order to propagate their ideas. They'll go and they'll break into
the Animal Liberation Front.
Yeah, Animal Liberation Front. It's been a while since we've talked about them.
There's also the Earth Liberation Front.
Thank you for the call, by the way, Annie. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The Animal Liberation Front is known for breaking and entering into scientific laboratories.
Yeah, labs especially. And I you know, people have this thing about animals testing stuff. And I understand where they're coming from. It doesn't seem as humane as the way I take care of my cat, but you know, it's one of those things. I mean, the question is, do you want to drop some shampoo in a rabbit's eye, or do you want to find
a
out
baby.
that it blinds a baby?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, these are things that you sort of need to know.
It seems like a no-brainer to me, but. And I can understand that they certainly have come up with ways, I suppose, to avoid doing animal testing, and good on them on whatever those
products
are.
I'm glad that those people have exerted pressure. When that pressure gets to the point of
violence,
I think that's a real issue.
Destruction of property and violence, absolutely.
But honestly, I put the destruction and the violence below the level of legislation. Because I think that that's institutionalized violence.
Sure.
So when the government says that we'll use violence against you, it's a much bigger deal than some group like the Animal Liberation Front saying they'll try to.
Your calls.
I can put
thoughts.
A guard at the door for Animal Liberation Front. I can't do anything about the government.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what is on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number again, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on Facebook. Become a fan of the Free Talk Live Facebook group at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And if you hate making extra trips to carry the grocery bags back from the car, Well, you need to know about the TotaSac. I've been using it for the last few months here at my house, and I absolutely love it. TOTASAK.com. Got two of them in the back of the car at all times, and it's only myself and Julia, so it's not like we've got a whole family of people. But if you had a whole family, you might want to have four of them or more in the back of the car, because these little tools will allow you to load up as many bags as pretty much as you can carry onto one of these 100% recycled materials handles that are made right here in the United States.
You wouldn't believe how it multiplies your ability to carry bags.
It's pretty amazing, and it makes it easier on your hands as well, because instead of having those multiple straps of the bags kind of crushing into your skin, they're all kind of weighing on the handle, and the handle is much easier to hold.
Ever since I got mine, I carry them in my back pocket when I go to the grocery store, and then I just carry all the groceries out on them rather than bringing a cart and then having to put the cart in the corral or whatever. I just put them all right in there and then give the handle a little twist, and then once I get home, I pick them up and take them in.
You can go to totasac.com. Get yourself the family pack there. And, Mark, there's a special offer on that, right?
Yeah, it's right now for the holiday season, so that you can have TotaSacs for stocking stuffers. They're doing a two-for-one on family packs, and they'll even, on the extra family pack, they'll even drop ship at half price. You have to call the company at totasac.com. They have that on the contact information. It's not on the website to order for the holiday special. You have to call them during business hours, but the contact information is right there at totasac.com.
It's a great deal, two-for-one. Right now, the family pack's at totasac.com. We're going to give you a two-pack, though, here, so you'll be able to know for sure that what we're saying is absolutely the case. These are great little tools. We'll do that giveaway here coming up sometime this hour. So stay tuned for that. This is going to be a special number. The number we will give you will not be 1-800-259-9231. That's the call-in line. We're going to that to take your calls about what's on your mind. Bill is in Kentucky. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
I have a quick comment about the animal thing.
Sure.
Before I get to my point, the area where I live in, which is small towns, mostly rural, largest cities, 50,000 people, and there's already city ordinances. I don't know that they've enforced them yet, but it was about August when this one particular town passed this ordinance that anybody who kept a dog tied to a lead or a chain outside would be subject to a fine or jail.
You know, I'm kind of interested in that one because it does seem very odd to me, this tying dogs up. I mean, it may look cruel to somebody who's standing out there. What's really the difference between a lead and a fence? I suppose the dog could get itself tied up on something, but if you've got them, you've got them in a clear area, what's the big deal?
I don't know, but it just shows how ridiculous things can get. But
absolutely,
anyway.
And one law leads to another law leads to another law.
Which leads to another one. But my point was about work in New Hampshire. And, maybe listeners can comment or you guys can comment, and I'll take that by hanging up when I'm done here with the point. But I also posted on the freestateproject.org, and was surprised that nobody had responded to this inquiry. What I'm concerned about with work is I'm not a guy that sits on the sidelines. I intend to be in the midst of things, but I'm also not, an entrepreneur at this point in time, so I'm going to have to work for someone else, and I don't want to have to be involved in something where, because I'm following people around with cameras, because I'm, putting my name out there and getting more visibly involved, that a company either is unhappy with that politically or just because they don't want, somebody bringing attention, to their business.
Right. Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from on that, and I'm sure you're not the only person dealing with that particular issue. What you're talking about is the Free State Project, the idea of moving thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all to the same place and getting active for freedom. And, I guess it just depends on how choosy you are. I mean, if you're very choosy about the kind of work that you're going to do and it turns out that the only options on the table are options that are being provided by people that would not appreciate you getting out and, doing things with cameras or whatever it is you're going to do, then obviously that's going to be a problem. But if you're not as choosy, then your options are going to open up, and you'll have, you might have the opportunity to work for a boss that appreciates that. Who knows?
I haven't seen any of that particular issue come up for any of the activists around here. However, many of them don't work in, you know, inside the system. So most
of the younger activists all have jobs, you know,
regular old jobs,
working at jobs. So there's plenty of jobs available. I guess it just depends on who's out there and what their feelings are. And when did you post the message over the Free State Project forums? Just curious. Still there?
Oh, he said he was going
to. Oh, he did.
Off.
That's right. I'm sorry. I didn't pay attention to that. 800-259-9231. Well, I am surprised about that. The Free State Project forum seems to be fairly active. As far as people answering questions of that sort.
And so, they have somebody who's, you know, on the committee there to sort of help people with jobs.
Yeah, so. If you posted it this afternoon and you didn't get a response in 2 hours, well, I'd say be patient and give it, a few days. Obviously, I don't know when he posted it, but there's a lot of activity over there. So if you've got questions about New Hampshire, if you've got questions about the activism here and what it's like to be here, that is a very good place to go. It's freestateproject.org, or you just put the word forum in front of that, so forum.freestateproject.org. Good place to go to meet up with people who are already here on the ground, who have experience at working here in New Hampshire. And I do have to say that it's my understanding the economy in New Hampshire is fairly good in comparison to the surrounding states. There's no doubt, just like all across the country, there certainly is an economic downturn. But that said, it's not like Rhode Island where there's massive unemployment. It's fairly low, the unemployment rate here, compared to other areas.
New Hampshire is the freest state in the union, as rated by the Mercatus Center, and in a virtual tie with, I think, South Dakota, and was the other one Colorado? I can't remember. But, it generally corresponds that way. The more government intrusion into the marketplace, the more
misplaced the efforts.
Right, the more you're going to see, difficulties when times get tough.
So that's a little bit of info for you. I think that most people here haven't had those problems. I think you're right about that, Mark, as far as their bosses, really cracking down on them. That said, though, it just depends on how active you're going to be. If you're going to be doing civil disobedience and possibly facing jail time, then you're going to need a pretty flexible workplace. And that's not necessarily available for most people that have just a job. You got to be there at a certain time. But if you're a good employee and you're very valuable, I know there was one guy here who works at one of the pizza establishments, and he went to jail for, I think it was 6 days or something like that on an issue of civil disobedience. He informed his place of business that he was going to be going to jail, and they said, you'll have your job waiting for you when you get out.
Right. So, the guy's, he's a good worker, and that's always an issue. It's difficult to find people that are going to show up on time and do a good job when they're there.
It is.
I mean, when you're an employer, that's something you look for. So if you don't show up on time and you're not that great of a worker when you do show up,
then it'll be an excuse for them to
get rid of
you.
Then it's an opportunity for them to see you. Sorry about that. We can't hold your job for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that there are plenty of opportunities for people who are willing to be good workers. I think there are plenty of wonderful things that people can do up here. And the economy in New Hampshire fairly good compared to the surrounding regions. It's generally known as the best economy in the Northeast, from what I understand, at least. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it probably helps, like you're saying, Mark, that there's no sales tax and that there's no personal income tax here. That helps put more money in your pocket at the end of the week.
And the government says that a business is business a little bit more than elsewhere, too.
All right, you can take control of the airwaves. And these are some of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen, by the way, for the Free State Project. Bring up whatever you want, Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. They include the chat room. You can go in there any old time of the day or night, but of course the best time is during the live show. Chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. There's no reason to pay lawyers to do so many of these common legal documents that you can get over at LegalZoom.com. And if you use the code FTL when you're checking out, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, you'll save $10 at LegalZoom.com.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Now, that is not the number you're going to need coming up for the giveaway that we're going to do, a two-pack of the Totesack. We'll do that a little bit later. Let's first go to your phone calls. David, listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I enjoy you guys.
Thanks, David. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Okay. People have been calling in from Tallahassee and talking about cats. Tallahassee has just passed an ordinance that there's a leash law for cats.
Can you imagine
putting a cat on a leash?
I've tried it. It doesn't work very well.
They just lay down. They've done the civil disobedient cat.
It doesn't work. Yeah, I can't imagine that.
So if your cat is going to be outside, it has to be on a leash in Tallahassee?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I can't imagine the animal control catching a cat and to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, it's like somebody's going to get hurt. I remember when I was a kid, I used to chase the lizards around in Florida. I think they're called anoles. And as I tried chasing them around as an adult, I just banged my head on something. I'd be nearly knocked out. Trying to chase an animal is just nuts.
Right. I also have a little side note.
Sure.
This I don't mean to be sexist about this, but maybe interpret it that way. But I can think of a lot of women that ought to be declawed.
Oh, God. Thank you for the call, David. 800-259-9231. Is that more of a comment about David's life than anything else? I don't know.
I don't know. I can tell you when you find a good woman, you should marry her.
You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. I think I found a good woman, but she doesn't want to get married, and I don't want to either. So how about that? I mean, I'm not interested in that.
I'm not saying a government marriage necessarily.
Well, I don't think she's just into the whole ceremonial aspect at all. I think that if there was going to be a marriage, that it would definitely not be governmental. I think she would certainly agree to that. But the ceremony is very silly, I think, to her. And I agree. I think it's a silly tradition, personally. I think I'm all in favor of the idea of staying together with somebody for a lifetime. I think that's a fine idea. And if you like those traditions, then by all means, spend all kinds of money on them. Now, you, Mark, when you got married, you didn't really spend a whole lot. And I was impressed with that. You know how I am, frugal.
Miserly, I think is the word I'd use, yeah.
I like, what was it, a donut cake that you had? I think?
Yeah, we got several dozen donuts from, I think it was the local Publix, glazed donuts, and then put the little white couple on top, you know, that they got. And
great. You know, you kind of stacked them up. You know, had a ring. Exactly. Concentric kind of rings, I suppose.
Yes.
All right. We continue.
It was a nice cheap cake, and we managed to do the whole wedding for $1,500, and it was 120 people.
Not too shabby. Let's go talk to Mike, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd just like to comment on the Free State movement and make a long story short. I've grown to know a number of the people from the movement, and I've found them to be very kind, loving people, and who have an ability to want to work with one another, not fight with each other, work together to, make it a better place to live. And here's how I got to meet a bunch of them was our church was defaced.
Mm-hmm.
And I was quite angry to begin with.
I can understand. I'd have been pretty outraged myself. I mean, what happened to your church was essentially presumably some teenagers came along and tagged it with all kinds of phraseology. But one of the important things was they used the circle A, and they called themselves anarchists. And there are people around here within the Free State Project movement that would consider themselves anarchists who are very upset that these kids or these punks, whoever they were, did that and labeled themselves as anarchists. And it does have to do with a misunderstanding of the term anarchy or anarchist. And so basically what happened was a lot of anarchists showed up to your church and helped you repaint.
Yeah, and that was what, because when I went around and read the stuff and I prayed and I said, let's turn this into something good. And a whole bunch of the people from the movement came down. None of us asked them to come down. They came upon when their own, they opened up their hearts. They came down and they worked real, real hard to help, clean the church up. And, I thank them all for that. And so subsequently, I've got to know a number of them. Some of them have joined our church and they're all good from what I've seen. All great people.
I think so, Mike. You know, of course, I am one of them, but not one of the ones that joined your church necessarily, but we've met before, and you're very nice guy, and I think you're absolutely right that it's been a wonderful growing experience for everybody around here. But there are certain people in this community that, and Keene specifically, it doesn't happen so much around the rest of the state because, while the Keene activists tend to be a little bit more outside of the system kind of activists, they tend to appreciate things like civil disobedience here a little bit more than you'll find in the rest of New Hampshire. And so that sort of crowd of activists is attracted here. And as a result of that, some people are very upset within the community. And I think it's a small group of people, but they're very loud, and they want to make it sound like it's everybody. They talk as though, we don't want you here in Keene. You're not right here. Get out of here, Free Staters, that kind of thing. It's kind of anti-Free State, which is really an anti-liberty activist mentality that's happening here. And from what you're telling me is, Mike, you've had a chance to meet these Free Staters and these liberty activists, and you're saying they're not at all the evil invading horde that some people seem to think they are.
No, that's just that's a gross misnomer, and that's just perpetrated by a very small number of people that are pretty close-minded, which you will find in all communities. But I find that, matter of fact, I've been very, very supportive. One of my brothers who's incarcerated, And we've been praying. Our church has been praying. We've held vigils up on the common to get our
Mr. Hoffman
out of jail.
He's not just incarcerated. You're talking about Kurt Hoffman. He's incarcerated for 180 days because he dared stand up to the judge in court. He dared to ask the judge to say please when the judge was demanding that that he sit down over the defendant's table. And so he was somewhat disobedient in court. And as a result of that, he was slapped with 180 days and has been in there now for well over a month. He's coming up on, I would say, a good month and a half at this point. Some of the activists have been doing things like candlelight vigils, and there was, in fact, one just tonight. I know you've come out to a couple of them so far. And, of course, people are going out and visiting him. People are writing him. If you want to write something to Kurt, you don't have to be here in Keene or in New Hampshire. There's a great website. It's called Mail to Jail, mail-to-jail.com. You can go there and you can write a postcard or you can write a letter to Kurt, and Mail to Jail will pay for the postage, and they'll print it out, and they'll stuff it in an envelope, and they'll get it out the door and send it off to Kurt. And that's really great because it gives him something to do while he's behind bars, and it really helps when you're on the inside and you know that people on the outside care. So if you want to know more about Kurt and his situation, please visit freekeen.com, because it's absolutely awful what the tyrants here in government have done to him and his family and his loved one, Auburn, who's now all by herself outside of jail trying to take care of things on her own. And she's doing as best a job as she can. But certainly the more assistance we can have here, the better. The more people we can get here that care about freedom enough to actually stand up for the freedom of others, the better, and we can stop these tyrants. I think, Mike, I think it's possible.
Well, let me tell you a little bit. I met Kurt. Kurt is probably one of the most kind-hearted men, loving men that I've ever met. I know Auburn very well. Just an absolutely beautiful person, and I've taken this upon my heart, as a lot of other people have, to see whatever we can do to get him out. Kurt belongs out doing good work because he's a good man.
Well, the news now, Mike, I don't know if you heard this, but there are going to be daily candlelight vigils now outside of the judge's house and the man's house, the police sergeant that attacked him, violently attacked him and injured him. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If you'd like to also, by the way, not just learn more about Kurt's situation, but actually read what Kurt has to say. He's been blogging on a regular basis. There have been about 20 blog posts that have been put up of his experiences from inside jail. It's all there for you at freekeen.com. And again, mail-to-jail.com to write to him. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Does he love you? Is he cheating on you? Are you going to make that move? Are you miserable and want to fix it? Whatever you need to know, the AskNow.com psychic advisors are here to help.
No one's ever given me such clear guidance on my love life. She's so accurate, it's like scary.
When you need expert advice about romance, love, money, and life's most difficult issues, consult with the gifted psychics at AskNow.com. As a new customer, you'll receive the first 5 minutes absolutely free. Call 1-800-944-4-ASK.
Girl, I wanted to believe him, but I needed to know if he was being straight with me. Now, I know.
You were right on the money with everything.
As a new caller, you'll get the first 5 minutes of your reading absolutely free. Call 1-800-944-4-ASK. That's 1-800-944-4-ASK. Look, we only find answers when we ask. So ask now.
For entertainment only, must be over 18. Credit card required for free offer.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one thing that we really need you to do, and this is a big, big really, is to vote. For us, not in the normal monthly voting thing that we do. This is big time. This is the podcast awards. It's a once a year voting opportunity for Free Talk Live's listeners to really help us out, because we have won the last four podcast awards in a row. In fact, there have only been four podcast awards until this year. This is the fifth year that they're doing the podcast awards. So far, Free Talk Live is the only show that has won all 4 years in a row. So
right.
This
but
year,
there's no guarantee that we're going to win, because the competition is very fierce.
It's very heavy competition this year. And so if we win this year, we'll be the only show to have ever won 5 years in a row, which will be a nice little trophy for us. And you can make it happen. All you need to do is go to podcastawards.com. And there are several categories. Now, Free Talk Live has been nominated, thanks to listeners like you, in the best political category. So in the political category, you will find Free Talk Live. Choose that as your option. And please go and vote for Free Talk Live at podcastawards.com. And you can do it once a day, by the way. From now until November 30th, you can vote for Free Talk Live. And the more votes we can get, the better. So ask a friend. If you know somebody that knows that enjoys this program, please send them over to podcastawards.com and have them vote for Free Talk Live as well. It's much appreciated, and you can do it every day. Let's go to your calls. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom, New Hampshire?
Yeah, it's about that state representative who got busted for drinking underage. Okay, I told you about that.
Yeah.
But since you're talking about the Free State Project, there's an interesting point about that, you know? I mean, the guy is 20 years old. He was 19 when he got elected. Here in New Hampshire, this is the easiest place to get elected to the state legislature, of course.
It's true. True statement.
I mean, to put it this way, I got elected to the state legislature. Okay, I mean, so, you know, people who are considering whether they could make a difference here, I mean, let's face it, if I can get elected to the state legislature by smiling and waving basically to a bunch of morons who will vote for anybody that smiles and waves to them, they can get elected to the New Hampshire legislature. I mean, here's this guy. He's not the only one who's under the legal drinking age. There's 10 representatives from that district that comprises about one-third of the city of Nashua. It's about 29 representatives for the whole city of Nashua, New Hampshire, 400 members of the New Hampshire House. And you could very well wind up running unopposed. There's one important thing you got to do. Whichever party you want to run on, you got to start early and contact that party's big shots and find out who is in charge of recruiting candidates. Because let's say they have in that district 8 seats to fill, and you're going to run. Well, let's say the little old lady keeps on calling and calling until she's got 8 names, and then you sign up too. Now they've got 9 names for 8 seats. And that would be terrible because
if you were to sign up early, let me see if I understand where you're going. If you were to get in early and let this woman, whoever the lady or the person is, the man that is making the decisions of who's going to be on the list, if you put your name in, then they might not make calls beyond once they get to the point of 8. If the 8 is a magic number.
Oh, goody, I filled the slate. Oh, goody, the party big shots are going to be so proud of me because I filled the slate. And otherwise, they're going to have an extra name. And that would be terrible because then the voters would have a choice about whether you're going to be their nominee. We've got to prevent that from happening. You got to slide through the primary.
That's a slick tactic. I appreciate that, Tom. And thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Good tactic. And people are getting involved on the political, on a political level at which I have never seen here in New Hampshire. It is amazing. I mean, having come from Florida, being a Florida native, living there for 26 years of my life, watching and as these libertarian or liberty-oriented candidates just go down in flames.
They couldn't get elected to city council positions, dog catcher, mosquito control, just nothing.
Here we already have a handful of Free State Project members, Free State Project participants, that are actually state representatives, so-called. Yep. And that's only after having a few hundred people moved here, and you have to have lived here for 2 years in order to run for state rep, so in 2010, there will be a whole lot more Free Staters that will be eligible in the first place to even run. So we didn't have as many people that would have run back in 2008. So every 2 years, it will just be more and more Free State Liberty activists that are running for office, which means more of them will get in and make it more difficult for the status, make it more frustrating for those who support the government and intrusion and oppression.
By no means have we taken the snowball of government growth and rolling it back up the hill. However, there are many hands on the snowball slowing it down as much as they possibly can, and it's far more than you can say anything about your state and what's going on for liberty there. I mean, certainly the Tea Parties have been sweeping the nation, and I'm all for people getting out and telling people that they want the government out of their lives. However,
chanting isn't going to get anything done.
It doesn't.
Going to a protest isn't going to change the government.
What's that? What's that quote of the? I'm losing everything here. Hey.
You've been doped up. You're hurting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on painkillers. The guy in Washington, Alexander Haig, was that his name?
That is a guy who's been in Washington.
And his quote was, "Let them protest all they want as long as they pay their taxes."
That's right. That was his quote.
Yeah,
so, and he's right.
Protest all you want as long as you pay your taxes.
Well, I don't think you should pay your taxes. That's the perspective of the government. That's what the people who are in charge are saying. And so, the protests have their place. The Tea Party things, they have their place.
You got to get people whipped up before they're going
to
do anything.
Absolutely. People have to get out and get their feet on the ground and get some level of experience in activism before they'll take the next step and do something like civil disobedience or non-cooperation and take some risk. But if you really want to see effectiveness as far as political action is concerned, and, of course, the outside-the-system civil disobedience, it's all here. FreeStateProject.org. All right, we continue. Anthony's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony. Anthony, Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sorry, my phone cut out a little bit.
That's all right. What's on your mind tonight?
I had a story to tell you guys.
Okay, can you keep it short?
We had a run-in with a undercover police officer.
Uh-oh. Who's we?
We were in, I was walking out of my house to get my MP3 player.
Mm-hmm.
And this black car pulls up, and this police officer walks up to me and says and asks if I was driving the van because we had just come home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him no, and I wasn't quick enough because I wasn't driving this van. My dad was. He's like, well, where is he?
How did you know it was a police officer, by the way?
What?
How did you know it was a police officer if he was undercover?
Because he had guns, badges, everything.
Okay. Well,
not too undercover.
Usually fairly. Okay, so he wasn't really. So the car was undercover. He himself was draped with the things that a police officer would be draped with. I would say that you immediately made a mistake by answering his first question.
Yes, I did.
It's very likely. Remember, when a cop is talking to you, and they can approach you. It's called a contact. So anytime you're out and about, walking down the street, a cop can absolutely walk up and begin to ask you questions. And it is totally your choice as to whether or not you want to engage them in a conversation. And, of course, you have to remember that the more information you give the cops, the more likely they are to put some metal bracelets on you and take you into a jail cell.
I don't know that necessarily that part is true, but it's more likely that you'll be convicted. I think that if you're just stubborn with a cop, you are likely to go to jail.
Depends.
Yeah. And so... So he talked, and then Dad had just come out of the bathroom, and he shut off all the lights and everything, and went out and talked to him, and he had said that the police told him that someone snitched on him, that he was swerving on the road.
Did they do anything? Did they ticket him or do anything like that?
And then he gave him a warning and walked off.
Yeah, that's all they can do because the cop didn't actually see it. Thank you for the call tonight, Anthony. Appreciate hearing from you. Don't talk to the cops because they will. There's a very high likelihood that they will use what you say to arrest you and to take you to a jail cell. The Totosac giveaway is happening right about now. You can dial in and be caller number 4 at 603-435-1105. We'll take caller 4. You're going to get a 2-pack of the Totosac. It's going to make it a heck of a lot easier for you to bring your groceries in from the car and who knows what other things you'll figure out to carry on them. That's what I use them for, and they're great. TOTASAK.com is the place to go to order yourself a 6-pack. You can get a family pack, but you will have to call their is it a toll-free number, Mark?
I'm not sure. I think they have a toll-free number and a regular number.
You will have to call their order line to get the 2-for-1 deal. So if you want to get that 6-pack, you can get 2-for-1 if you call them during business hours. And, of course, totosac.com to learn more. We'll take caller number 4 at 603-435-1105. That's the contest line, 603-435-1105. And hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.